Oh.
Hey, fellas.
So wrong.
Hello, we're back. Radio Row.
What did I get wrong?
Oh. I thought you were out on Billie Eilish a couple years ago when you said, I need more than...
I know, and now I love her.
This song is amazing. This album's amazing.
It was just so...
I know, but this song just...
I know, but
She's learned to sing.
I know. I'm all in on it. I love her, dude. Does she play for our team?
No.
I don't care. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fully on the other side. Are you sure?
She had a boyfriend. Between.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, but
he's
no,
a lesbian.
She is made reference to the fact that she likes girls.
Okay. I do, too. So we have that in common.
Maybe that's the icebreaker.
I know. I love girls, too. Billy. Well, joining us, George Dunham and Donovan Lewis.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, hey.
Who found the one beer store in New Orleans.
It was hard to find.
Right?
Man, we didn't drink no beer, man. What's
poor
wrong with you?
Spunt is, poor Spunt is laying on the table holding Jubb's cigar.
We got a cigar down on the quarter.
Where'd y'all go?
Spunt. We went to a place right by the hotel. That was the first stop.
Okay.
And then we went to
Flamingo
the quarter.
Flamingo Go-Go.
Yeah.
Flamingo, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we went to the quarter.
Yeah.
To Fat Tuesday to pay them a visit. Then we stopped at another place to listen to a little music.
I sent Ham a sample of what we heard. Man. Oh, man, I sent you the wrong one. That's the band from
college marching band.
That is not
it.
That's the band from last night.
There's no way we listen to that.
No, we listened to a rock band.
Like you went to a football game?
Hang on.
I saw Grambling Southern.
Why them?
That was the band from last night.
It's a
did you guys see them last night, the high school band?
Yeah, why couldn't it have been Ohio State versus Purdue?
They don't play here. Yeah.
You mean Purdon't?
Okay, did you go to... Did you get a hand grenade?
No.
Nah.
Any frozen awesomes or what?
Frozen awesomes. That's what we do.
All right, so hurricanes, margs, what are we talking?
Margs, daiquiris.
No, I actually... they had a new flavor called King Cake. So I got that with an extra shot.
A little floater.
Hell yeah.
Are you under the impression King Cake's a new development down here?
No. I've never seen that.
A King Cake daiquiri or had one of those?
Before. I haven't.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That sounds delicious.
I told you we're going to have trouble
with Bob.
Why
are you on my ass about this when you haven't seen it before?
Why trouble with me?
Because we knew coming down here.
You know, that's exactly what he said.
I'm not going to take it off Bob.
He said, I'm not taking any ass off Bob when we get there. And I said, you know what? I got your back.
Like somehow he's blaming me for him losing picks with friends.
No, I'm not. But I knew you were going to jump on one of us and it had to be Donovan.
Well, why is Spunt sagging like he is? Pull his pants up. He'll get arrested at North Park.
How did Spunt lose his pants last night?
I don't know.
Because you know what?
That sounds so suspicious.
Sean Bass found him, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, and coming to work this morning, and we're on the same floor.
George just
at the elevator,
up.
There were these pants on a little table at the elevator, and I looked at him and I thought, oh, somebody on this floor must have a kid. And then Sean found him and said they were Spunts. How did they get there?
They just fell off, I guess, when I was going to work.
We were
walking down and went, yeah, he's just got a onesie on today, I guess. I don't know.
We had a playlet of the pants were at the elevator and then like two doors down, a
shirt.
Sock. Yeah. And a shirt. And it all leads right to your room.
Yeah, just couldn't wait to get to the room.
Right. And then when you open the door, his head is turned around looking at the door.
Right.
But his body's facing the other way. His body's facing the other way.
Okay, Ham found it. This is the band we heard on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
A little golden earring.
Oh, Radar Love.
Yeah.
Radar Love.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, was that you?
Is that you?
Yeah, that was him. You guys check out his post of Spunt enjoying the band.
Oh, no. It's pretty funny.
there's no need for
like,
any words.
Headbanging Spunt. But I tell you, I've been carrying that thing.
Well, that's why I brought
Friday. I know that
I
thing's a
the,
beating
the carrier.
Now. It's so hot. And it's just cumbersome.
The guy
needs to
enjoy it.
I mean, I appreciate it, Davey, but
no wonder Spunt's tuckered
out. It's easier to carry him like a football.
High and tight.
Yeah. Three, or loose like a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah, like loaf of bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, we get stopped probably every five steps.
Are you serious?
In the quarter, you get stopped and you're asking what the heck is going on with that.
It's mainly women. Guys really don't care too much.
It's a good
icebreaker. Women, I think, are
what do they say?
Worried at first that it's several people go, oh my God, I thought that was a real baby.
That you're holding like a loaf of bread?
Right. Just by 1 foot, and he's just yeah. dangling all over the place. Skull. Knocking against the light pole and everything. No, the first place
Mommy.
We went to, as Spunk
why did
said
you
there,
say that?
I don't know.
It's so gross.
I know. I don't know.
Go ahead, Donovan. First place you went to. Spun.
Yeah. First place we went to.
I don't know what you're holding thoughts in your
go,
head
go,
really
flamingo.
Well right now.
The bartender came over and said, I have to ask.
What's going on here?
What's with the doll?
Yeah.
So, you know, we tried to explain what was happening, and she was very thrilled.
Well, about Cooper Kupp's yards.
Yeah. I couldn't take Justin Jefferson.
We didn't get into tiebreakers. That's the thing. Bob's sitting over there like he's just, you know.
Boy, he has it out for
18
right now.
Games over 500. Yeah. And we had the same record.
I know.
You were so
but
close.
But because.
Oh, man.
Dude.
I knew it.
Dude,
I knew it was going to be Bob.
You know what put me on the bus instead of him? The biggest comeback in playoff history.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
A game that was so over, he left, stopped watching it. To go to a movie.
Was that Houston and Kansas City?
No, Jacksonville and the Chargers.
Oh, okay, that's right.
No,
that's right.
21-0?
Legend.
Dude, it was like 28-3 or something like
bad.
That.
It was bad. I don't know how I do this.
I don't either. It's nauseating. Here, I want to – hey, Ham, did you get that text that I sent you? Okay, so, George, I want to play you a song.
Okay?
Because I laugh every time I hear it. It's a live version from a concert at the Ryman. And it's
the Hyman,
not the Hyman. It's still the Ryman.
Dave,
and it's Jason Isbell. All right,
bingo.
So this song is Last of My Kind, and I always think that you are in the audience, and you'll know why. It's at the very beginning here. Not this.
High school band.
All right, listen. Did I miss it? Okay, play it. Start over. We may have been talking.
Sorry.
That guy.
Yeah.
Every single time. I just picture you.
Is that just a live recording?
Yeah, it's just a live recording.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did not. Was it crowded down there?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Already?
That's why we
walked all the way back.
I mean, every street was just packed.
Because you couldn't catch a Uber. They said it'd probably take longer.
Are
to
you serious?
Get here, so we walked back.
Wow. Two Is that just because it's... told us to walk.
Sorry? Yeah, they did. Two
Sorry,
lesbians.
What?
Yeah.
They did.
How do you know they were lesbians?
Well, they were holding hands and... they were
gays and lesbians.
No, they we were walking back toward trying to get off a canal to try to find a place for pickup to come back, but every street was packed, so they were like, you're probably better off just walking. And they gave us the directions.
Did they look at you two and be like, oh, we're trying to adopt too?
Yeah, they asked about Spun.
Yeah, we
just like
they
you
thought
Spun.
You guys were together,
right?
I think so. I think they probably did.
Interracial gay marriage.
Yes. Because we had the same drink as we were walking down the street. So, yeah, it probably did look like that.
So are you saying the qualifications for adoption are you have to carry the baby around?
Prove you won't lose it.
Trying to get used to it. Yeah.
Prove you don't lose it.
I'm carrying him upside down.
I'm in the middle of the street running routes, and he's throwing the baby to me. He's like, is that how you do it?
Oh, yeah, these two look like a great set of parents.
Great dad in the making here. Well,
how long
would you definitely be the dude in this relationship?
Who?
You would be.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. That's probably how they looked at us, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, for sure. There's no way I could be the dude in this relationship.
Damn it. But you kind of look
I
that
need to
way
walk
anyway.
Around with you.
What do you mean me?
I'd definitely be the
just
dude.
Just to make the choice tougher,
100%.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but with Jubb, you're the arm candy.
Even
no
Dan
doubt.
Said you're starting to look like a lesbian when you have longer hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said it.
And even with the mustache and beard.
Like
you
right
can't
now,
get away from it.
He looks like a lesbian who's taking testosterone.
Like right now, Brian Windhorse looks like an old lesbian.
Yeah, so I can see that.
So
why
does,
are we whispering this?
Because he may be here.
Yeah, who knows?
There's no way.
You think Wendy's here?
And Brian Baldinger, too, looks like he's transitioning.
Really?
Yes.
You need to watch.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I'm a girl. Oh, oh my gosh. Don't talk about that around
Baldy.
Bob.
Yeah. Baldy breaks down tape.
I know.
That's
you
why
can
Bob's
transition
right
and break
now.
Down tape. It doesn't preclude you from doing that.
It might.
But yeah. Everybody, every guy starts to turn into, to look like an old lesbian. Like
yeah.
At some point.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. If, especially if you don't shave, if you clean shaven.
Yeah.
Like Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. Your face gets a little puffy.
Yeah. I don't agree with that. I don't think that that's
your
happening.
Hair gets a little
not
softer.
With me.
Yes.
There may be a black guy exemption.
Parcells is another one. He started to kind of look.
Whoa.
Yes.
No disrespect.
By the way, speaking of Parcells, when we were in the World War II Museum.
You saw him?
We did not see Parcells, but that word that
yeah.
Parcells
oh,
said.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were much more comfortable.
It was,
with
in,
that.
It was in every newspaper headline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing that was cool. Like the old Dallas Morning News is that
yes.
they had from the Declaration of War and the war ends.
And ends the surrender.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they had. That's so. I love seeing those old newspapers.
Was,
by the way.
Was David Moore the beat writer in.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
He was on the front line.
You say you love seeing old newspapers?
Yes, for the headlines.
Not that. No, I just like seeing old newspapers.
Like, take my picture next
that's
to this
one. That's why I like them. They weren't afraid what to say what had to be said.
I love the blank newspapers, the ones without words. That's my favorite.
Do you think Jay Moore would have enjoyed those?
I do.
God,
I yeah, he would have. He would have thrived off of that.
We can't even replay that anymore.
That's a shame.
Why did you say it like that? He can't even replay that anymore.
I didn't say it like that.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come
what?
Back. We'll do community quick hits.
A break?
With our good friends next.